keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. The Kansas City Chiefs recently announced they are moving to Kansas, building a $3 billion dome stadium. But some lawmakers still have questions about the deals. Lawmakers met yesterday to explore the Kansas City Chiefs term sheet, a 33-page document of the preliminary deal broken into two pages that explain the deal. Questions were raised by lawmakers on economic impact, aviation, jobs, taxes, and star bonds. Highlighted by Chiefs and state leaders were the projected $1 billion in annual revenue and thousands more jobs. And the State Library of Kansas Legislative Hotline stands ready to answer any questions you may have about the current session. The State Library says callers can learn who their legislators are, how to contact them, check on specific bills, and make other inquiries about the legislature.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Bring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot-wide slide. Splash into pools. And enjoy nonstop, out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This week's featured property from Hanson Auction Realty is a fully furnished, move-in ready home at 217 East Kansas Street in Glen Elder, Kansas, less than a mile from the Wakanda Lake. This 5-bedroom, 1-bathroom home sits on a desirable corner lot and features major 2020 updates, including a renovated bathroom, upgraded windows, vinyl siding, and a new hot water heater, all for just $135,000. A standout feature is the 30x40 detached garage with finished living quarters, complete with a guest room and additional bathroom. Perfect for lake guests, a hunting lodge, or extra living space. Call Heather Monty at 785-738-8375 or visit HansonOnlineAuction.com for details.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. 41 today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 6 above tonight, mainly cloudy. Chance for snow tomorrow, highs level off around 9 above, cloudy skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 36 degrees.
At Schoen's Auto Repair, they know what you're thinking. They always look swamped. And hey, you're not wrong. They stay busy with the big repairs, but here's the thing. Schoen still makes time for the simple stuff. Oil changes, brakes, tire rotations, fluid checks, you name it. With 6 full-time techs, they've got the team to get you in, serviced, and back on the road fast. Just because they look busy doesn't mean they can't fit you in. So next time your car needs a quick tune-up, don't wait. Call Schoen's Auto Repair at 454-3318. Schoen's Auto Repair. Small town feel, big time service.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State women's basketball knocked off Houston 69-65 on Wednesday night. It was a 47-point second half outburst compared to 41 that helped them get the victory. The leading scorer for Kansas State was Nastia Klassens with 16 points, 6 rebounds, 15 points for Tess Heal, 14 points for Taryn Sides, and Gina Garcia scored 11 points. As a team, they shot 48.1% from the field compared to 43.1%. They were 5 of 17 at the charity stripe compared to 7 of 23 for Houston. SK State improved to 11-9 overall and 3-3 in the Big 12. The first Sunflower Showdown of the season on the women's side is set for Sunday in Lawrence at 12 p.m. You can watch it on FS1. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Trev Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
And back on KDNS Sports on a Thursday morning, we are excited to host Rich Epp, the extraordinary entrepreneur of OpenSpacesSports.com. Rich, you're in Hutch this morning and went to Independence for college basketball last night. And you know, I did five games on Tuesday from the Northern Plains League tournament, but you got people and things going everywhere. And then it's kind of like Christmas and Colby Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you might get a white, orange, and black classic this week. But what all you got going on this weekend, Rich?
Well, we are pretty busy, John. We've got not just the Orange and Black Classic, but we're covering the Northwest Kansas League basketball tournament in Quinter as well. And we've got eight games there today that we're covering. We're covering four games at the Orange and Black Classic in Colby. And not only that, we're this weekend covering the MCL tournament. There's games tonight in Norton that we'll be covering as well. Then not only that, we've got wrestling that we're covering in Beloit. You're aware of that. The Beloit Invitational will be covering there Friday and Saturday, and we're also covering wrestling in Hayes, the Bob Coon Classic. That's taking place Friday and Saturday as well, so we're spread pretty thin here in January. This is probably the very busiest week that we have as far as broadcasting goes in the entire year that we have on Open Spaces Sports. I think we've got 56 broadcasts we're doing since Monday.
Wow, that's unbelievable, and you guys do an incredible job, and I think the older you get, and I turned 60 yesterday, the funner it gets, but the harder it gets getting up and down the bleachers and everywhere, and the travel for yourself. I've been in the business 57 years, former Illinois announcer, and as you look at the Orange and Black Classic, you've been in the business 57 years. This is the 41st annual Orange and Black Classic. Kind of tell us about how the Orange and Black Classic started.
Well, it started back in, I think it was 1987, when Paul Wentz, who was the athletic director, came up with an idea. Colby was always going to a tournament somewhere else in January, and Scott City Invitational for many, many years, and he and people in the community thought they ought to start a Colby tournament, and they did that back in 87, and it's been one of the best mid-season tournaments in the state of Kansas, honestly, for about 41 years coming up for today. And you mentioned it, but it's a strong field both on the boys' side and the girls' side starting today. I mean, we're going to cover Beloit's here, Concordia's here, Wellington's here for the girls, Stanley Lake out of Colorado, Pine Creek out of Colorado, and of course Goodland, Colby, and Ulysses be there as well. So yeah, it's going to be a tournament. It's almost like a state tournament, I think.
Well, Rich, we start with on the girls' side. You said Colby, Concordia, and then Beloit, Stanley Lake. And Stanley Lake is up on near Highway 36 between Westminster and Boulder, Colorado. And actually, they have a butterfly field patch out there that is a state park out there right beside their high school. And of course, got a lake out there. But Stanley Lake girls are 9-1, led by a lot of freshmen, sophomores. They have a 5'10 point guard, according to Coach Keith Krasina Beloit, that is outstanding and should be a heck of a first-round game. Concordia's got a couple really good posts. They handed the Beloit girls the only loss at the beginning of the year, and Wellington is Wellington, you know, state power all the time, but won the Orange and Black a couple years in a row. Ulysses is kind of up and down. Goodland and then Hayes, a 5A team. Hayes girls are really good. The Hayes boys are even better, but kind of talk about your two teams out in Western Kansas, Goodland and Colby on the girls' side.
Well, our girls, you know, went to the state tournament last year and finished fourth there, and it's a rebuilding year. We only have one girl back from that team that started last year, Shaylee Holzmeister, but it's a building in progress, I guess. You're right. We're going to play a pretty tough Concordia team today in the first round of the tournament. On a boys' side, we have a new coach, Tom Stevens' son, Reed Stevens, has taken over the helm at Colby High School boys basketball, and Colby ranked 10th this week in the latest 3A poll. We're 6'6", 6'5". We got 6'2", 6'2". We've got one of the best shooting guards in the state of Kansas in Jordan Jones, who in back-to-back games had 40-plus points in back-to-back games. In fact, 40 against a team back early in January, and then followed that up with a 51-point performance against Hoxie the following Tuesday. So that's the first time, and I've done this for a lot of years, as you know. I've never seen back-to-back 40-point-plus games by any basketball player in my career, but I saw it the earlier in January.
Well, Rich, the Beloit Lady Trojans play at 4:45 in the main gym against Stanley Lake, and you guys will broadcast that game on openspacessports.com. And then as we look at the boys bracket, as you said, Colby will play a Pine Creek team that's been there a few times. I don't know a whole lot about Pine Creek, but you touched on Colby. Beloit, of course, has Mikey Dahl, the former player and coach at Goodland, and going to be very weird for him. In his interview yesterday, he said he really looked forward to bringing his Beloit team out there, and I don't know if you know that, but that the connection for Mikey Dahl and Beloit kind of started last year with a little bit of small talk at the Orange and Black Classic, and led to the hiring of him to replace Ryan Eilert here at Beloit. But he's got his team going, but he says this Ulysses team, don't let their record surprise you, 4-5, but they knocked off Holcomb last week, and he said they are really good. Then you have Goodland Hayes on the other side, then Concordia Stanley Lake, which I don't know anything about Stanley Lake boys, but I know that the Concordia boys have a great player and career, and they handed Beloit their only loss to begin in the year. So what a field on the girls and boys side, and you'll be broadcasting all the games in the main gym, and hope you have a safe trip back from Hutch and your junior college travels and broadcasting. You go all over the state, don't you?
Seems like I've been going all over the state for centuries.
Well, Rich Epp, the founder and producer and entrepreneur of openspacessports.com, we appreciate the time today, and we certainly appreciate all of your coverage. Like you said, you'll be here in Beloit this weekend on Open Space sports.com with Beloit Invitational. You'll be at the Orange and Black Classic. You'll be at the Northwest Kansas. And are you doing anything with the Mid-Continent League this week?
Yeah, the MCL. We're covering Hoxie and Oakley in that tournament, yeah, primarily. Yeah. Those are the teams we're covering there. And then we've got the Bob Kuhn Wrestling Tournament in Hayes Friday and Saturday as well.
Well, Rich Epp, we appreciate the time, and have a safe trip back to Colby, and enjoy your Orange and Black Classic. What a field this year. We appreciate everything you do in broadcasting.
Thank you, John.
Why travel hours for advanced surgical care when the latest robotic technology is available right at home? At Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit, we offer robotic-assisted procedures designed to help patients heal faster with smaller incisions, quicker recovery, and greater precision. We're proud to deliver exceptional care in North Central Kansas. Call 785-738-9405 today for a surgical consultation. MCHHS. Ready, reliable, right here.